Friday night.
Saturday morning.
Happy Big Dog Status Monday.
BDSM boys for life.
Let's go. We in here.
You know. BDSM boys.
Big Dog Status Monday. Boys.
Indeed. You know it's Monday every day.
Yes. But before we start, I feel like we should mention that there is a Patreon now.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
If you've seen this, you already know it's a Patreon.
Yes.
But if you're listening, there's a Patreon now.
Yeah.
Tap in.
We got video content exclusive only to the Patreon.
Behind the scenes and whatnot.
Yeah. There are going to be 3 different tiers. How much is the first one?
5.
No, I changed it. I made 3 tiers now. 4
tiers.
Yeah,
no, there was the
4 tiers.
Oh, 4
tiers now?
Yeah.
So is one of them lower than 5?
Yes. I think it's like $2. I think it's a
$2.75?
No, it's a $2 tier that is the audio only.
Okay.
Then with the 5, you get the video and the audio. And with the 10, you get the bonus episodes.
Okay.
Like what we recorded last week that is coming out next week. That is going to be one of the bonus episodes. The Love Guru one. Where Levante gives all his advice.
Oh, no. He has a segment today coming.
Is that what I missed?
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. He's going to do it again. Oh, he has God. More advice to spit. We stopped him last time and told him to continue this week.
Oh, my God.
I don't even remember that. So
yeah. Yeah, you ready?
I feel like we should lead with that and just have that as an advertisement for the...
All right.
The bonus content coming up sometime this week when you're listening to this.
Put a tree on.
It's a great part of Big Dog Status Mondays. Even though Monday is every day, you know, when you're a big dog, you're on your status.
Facts.
Do you know what you got stopped on last week?
I don't. I believe we were talking about a lot of shit.
Wait, so John, do you remember?
We went over a lot of topics.
Oh, no. My God.
We are if anything, we may have to start with just a new hypothetical, you know? Because there's always some more to spit.
You know what? I got you.
What is the point of this?
Oh, Levante's the love guru. You
know.
Oh, you messed up. Well, missed 1 week.
If you may need to tap into the Patreon if you don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. All right.
Yes, there was one segment that was birthed from the actual episode that came out last week.
Okay.
And then we turned that into a whole Patreon exclusive. So that's how this all started. But I did realize, not last week's episode, but the episode before, Levante gave out some gems on there. And then I was like, yes, every week I'm going to find something for this guy.
But I got something right now. Levante, the love guru himself, my main man. Drake did a certain thing recently.
Oh, my God.
I knew I was going to be putting my
Yo. We're here already.
Starting off hot. All right, cool.
I did not think we would be here.
I don't remember the names of all the parties involved. I know that it was a lady and her fiancé that she came to record a song with Drake. And Drake and her, you know, they got busy.
Yes.
Her fiancé found out. And it prompted a question. Who should he be mad at? His fiancé? Or Drake, or both. Go ahead, Levante. Give the world your advice.
Naomi Sharon is the woman's name, by the way.
Yes.
All right. So this is how you boil it down because it's very simple. Who was the one in the committed relationship? It was the fiance. It was not Drake.
8 years.
8 years thrown down the drain for Drake. Now I'm no okay. This is one night with Drake. Now, I understand. But this does not make it right for Drake to do. Drake knew full well that this woman had a man for 8 years. They were going to be married.
Yeah, who are you pandering to right now?
No, it's good. It's good. No, you can keep going.
Who are you pandering to right now, dog?
I just want to make sure that everybody understands the full gravity of the situation. You cannot blame someone for sleeping with someone when they're given a choice to, and both the parties want to, and they're not committed. at all.
Okay, so you're not...
You can blame Drake. Drake is involved as one of the parties, but, you know, she cheated. Drake didn't cheat. She cheated. So, who, you know, you can be mad as the male fiancé at Drake because, you know, you both flew out there. I'm assuming you all hung out for at least one day or something, you know. Y'all had some sort of conversation together, and then he goes and sleeps with your wife. That's a dick move. But he's not your friend. He's not committed to you. And also, you know, what is Drake supposed to think? This woman came here with her fiance, and now she's coming on to me, you know.
I bet he wasn't. He probably was like, oh, so I guess nothing's happening. And then when something happened, he was like, you put your man, but I guess.
I mean, who are we? Like, we weren't there. We don't know. Yeah, but like, what if she was just like she was over him, and then you know she saw Drake there.
That dude seemed kind of irritated. Have you seen? This nigga's been doing?
Listen, he's going through it right now. You know, I don't blame him.
I don't drink champagne.
The only bad thing that's coming out of this is that. You know this is going to be referred to in a song off of Certified Lover Boy Confirmed.
He's certified. Yeah, right,
so now that guy is going to be like, oh my, I can't even go outside.
Yo, bro, he can't even come to the decision of like, I'm going to avoid Drake's music.
Yep. Meek Mill tried to do it. And they still play Drake in the club.
Meek Mill's in the club saying, bagged, shit.
Yep.
Can't be mad.
That man's too famous. And talented to avoid his music.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And, like, I feel bad for the guy. Because, like, what do you do now? Like, what if he liked Drake's music? And now he's like...
Oh. Yo, bro, what if doing it wrong was his in his bag song, yeah. Bro?
Like,
can't listen to shit now.
He's a sad-looking person. I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, he can't play anything. It's just... Oh, man.
Yeah, it was some fucking Boys to Men.
No, the funniest part about all of this to me was that the dude, so the news comes out, everybody's like, damn, that's crazy. So, you know, when news like this breaks, what is the first thing you do? You're gonna be like, you know what? I just found out that my girl and Drake hooked up. Let me look up Drake on Instagram. Let me just go through his page, see if he left any clues. And Drake did nothing but post his son on his story and his son on his page. So now that guy probably hates Drake's son. He's like, oh my God, this is the worst day of my life. And then the first thing I see on his page is a stupid kid running around shooting hoops and watching the fucking 2013 NBA Finals.
The best two things that you can do in a situation like this, and even before a situation like this happens, the best two things you can do. If you get cheated on, and the person who cheated on you with a random other, or you know, someone that you don't know, don't get mad at the other. Get mad at and leave your significant other. It's that simple. You know, why are you going around chasing somebody that you don't even, you know, worry about the person that wronged you directly. At least first. This is how you prevent yourself from looking down bad or going down bad.
Yeah. And you can't really post as the dude after something like that happens.
You gotta post it yourself from a jet talking about some, I don't drink champagne, Poppy.
Yeah.
He tried to get that one off. Now, yeah. That's an L, bro.
Yeah. And you see, this is why, you know.
You shorty got tagged, nigga. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yo.
It's crazy.
If you going to take that one on the chin, don't try to cool your way out.
Shorty took that one on the chin, too, my nigga. It's all
okay. What if he listened to what he said?
If he's listening to this, he's Kevin Durant level deep into the hole of looking shit up on the internet about his situation. And at that point, regardless of how you responded publicly, you down bad. You should not be on the Last Out podcast looking at my or anyone else's advice into this situation. But number one, I said, you know, don't get mad at the person who didn't cheat on you. You know, they just had sex with whoever it was. Get mad at your significant other.
Yeah,
number two,
stop marrying
people.
It sounds... Right. Whoa. I was with you. I was right with you. I was about to saying what? Sounds crazy, but yeah, don't get mad at the nigga that plugged your girl. And then you say stop marrying. Marriage. They weren't married yet. They were engaged.
It was going to go. You think if they had the ceremony, that would have stopped it?
All right, now here's my question. Would you say don't get married at all? Or like in general,
or
my friend,
the
general
populace. All right, or
so, let me clarify my words, because you know people on the internet like to take shit, rip it apart, put it back together, and put it in a shredder.
Stop marrying people. I don't think there's much.
What I mean by that, because everybody, you know, that can easily be taken out of context, even though I didn't put it in context. So let me put it in context. Marriage, you know, there are people that it'll work for. There are people who it will not work for. In some situations, you know, after 8 years, you would hope that
I know this person at this point. Hopefully, I can trust this person.
Things might change, you know. Obviously, they did in year eight.
I mean, who's to say that she wasn't already just moving like this? And yeah. Drake was the first nigga he found out about.
Because he's famous.
Listen, yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
There's a lot of other famous niggas in the world that can keep shit quiet, too. So, you know, you never
know. Surely could have been getting routinely plugged by niggas.
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson.
And at the same time, the way that this guy reacted, this could have been a toxic relationship of epic proportions, and we just don't have all the info.
Yeah, this could be a boil over.
You know,
who knows? Well, I don't really give a shit. It's over.
After 8 years, you would hope that you could, like, confidently make someone your fiance. But
8 years is a long time.
Yes.
There are people who've taken longer. There are people who've taken way shorter and had way more successful marriages after the fact that, you know, materialized into a marriage.
So, I wonder what the reason for 8 years. Like, I don't care about them. But I do wonder, like, what goes through the mind of, let's be engaged for 8 years. Like, that's a very long time.
I don't think they were engaged for eight years.
All together. At some point, they were engaged.
The way I read it, I thought they were engaged.
The way that he wrote it looked like they were engaged for 8 years.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, he was just simping, like, oh, I knew you were the one this whole time.
He was tapping his fucking thistle.
Yeah, I got you.
Instead of talking to himself, he wrote it all down. All right,
I have another question then. Unrelated. But what are your guys, because I feel like there's a lot of this going on, especially in, like, social media, and, you know, these people are, like, not taking advantage, but they advertise more to, like, the new investors of the world, and also people with, like, mental issues and shit like that. But they're all, and they're vulnerable. But what do you guys think about, like, the creating an alpha male type of person? You know what I'm saying?
Like Kevin Samuels.
Yeah. Like Kevin Samuels. I don't want it to be about Kevin Samuels.
It's not about
we talked about him, like, before, but because not about Kevin Samuels, but just, like, those people.
It's a new crop of content creators that are pretty much going after the dudes that are, like, super duper misogynistic.
Yeah.
That are like, oh yeah, to be an alpha male, you gotta do this, this, and that, and all that shit. Like the damn Blazarians or fucking dudes like that of the world. It's
the guys that I hear in my head with bro voices. Like, you know what I mean when I say bro voice?
Fucking chads.
But yeah. Can you create an alpha male? Well, if you're an incel, can you truly be an alpha male?
No.
I don't think you can create an alpha male, because that's not alpha.
First of all, alpha male science has been disproven. The dude that discovered alpha male science, which is based on wolves and packs, you know, the whole wolf bullshit. 2 years later, he was like, oh yeah, it was wrong. But everybody had already, like, subscribed to his prior teachings.
And it makes sense. No, you know, technology don't exist the way it does. So you just see something one time and you go,
I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. And after further studies, he was like, oh, that shit didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. It's only actually one species of animal that I looked into and probably should have done more research.
And now, because of this, the whole world is like, oh, yeah, alpha male mentality. All that macho bullshit.
They do come up with funny terms, though. Like, a grass-eating lion is one of the funniest insults I've ever heard.
Listen, bro.
You're a grass-eating lion.
Beta males.
Yeah.
Sigma males. I still don't really fully understand what a sigma is. But apparently they're like the midpoint. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought that was gamma.
Is it gamma that's the midpoint between alpha and beta?
I don't know, my nigga. I don't care.
But yeah, do you see how stupid this sounds?
Yeah.
Like, as a conversation, I would never... To answer your question, yes, I'm sure that many people could turn people into alpha males, right? Because it's just a bunch of impressionable people looking at a video, and maybe they're down bad, right?
A lot of these dudes don't have their own sense of self.
Yeah.
So they go to these videos in order to find their sense of self. So the same dudes that don't know who they are, so they go into the army. They have no sense of direction. They go straight into the army, straight into the Marines, straight into some type of armed forces because they need direction.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's great. You know, somebody, they'll glorify the environment. When in reality, like, you just like being told what to do.
Yeah.
You want to be pointed in a direction and mindlessly followed. That's all that is. And that's all these alpha male, quote unquote, content creators are doing.
Yeah, because I don't get it. Like, I don't understand how you can be an alpha male, but you became an alpha male from listening to someone you believe. Somebody else.
That's not really alpha.
Yeah, that's beta.
I exist as a human. I am living every day. I just live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't label. I exist.
Because that means time. Yeah, you would be thinking about every single move you make.
You know how much mental energy some people expend every day on shit that does not matter and only kills you faster.
You know what's crazy?
I've never even heard these machines that
yeah,
this is, what's crazy, John? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I get it. New York, man.
It's real New York.
Do you understand how crazy it is to think that you are an alpha, but you have a group of friends that are also alphas? That does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, do you that defeats the purpose of the word.
Me and all my dogs are alpha males.
Yeah.
So now exactly. So now if you understand that means you're calling yourself the leader of your friend group.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
And I don't think any friend group has a leader.
No.
Because
they
that
don't.
Would be
if your friend group ask, has a leader.
If you ask some people, they will 100% try to appoint themselves the leader of friend group.
That's madness.
But there's no such thing.
It is madness.
That's madness and a lack
and
of self-awareness.
You would think that there is no such thing, but there are some niggas that will look at a group of friends and be like, I'm the leader of this friend group.
That's a power trip.
Nothing happens without me.
I'm
that
would be
absolute
madness.
Like, power trip.
Like, if we hang out, like, niggas have hung out without you, bro. I'm sorry.
That's why I'm like, yo, the alpha male, beta male, that's all dumb.
The human mind is way deeper than any of the bullshit that 95% of people are talking about on the internet right now. And at this very moment in this day and age, the fact that people are still discussing fucking character traits and putting them behind a fucking, like, are you serious? It doesn't matter who you are. I look people, when I decide to look people in the eye to look for where, I'm looking. I can see you. I can see, when I look, I'm not just looking.
This nigga said look in 17 different variations over the past 30 seconds. I'm counting. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah, I love this so much.
People talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people do not have the knowledge or the strength or the means to back it up or a combination of any of the three. This is where I get pissed with people because if I have nothing else to offer to the conversation, I am arguing from a point of logic. If you can't bring at least that, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. And there's a lot of people who can't understand that. My thing is, you're talking about alpha males, beta males, you're talking about all this shit. You're labeling people. You don't know what people do. You don't know. You don't know how someone's thought process really works. And people make assumptions. and this is how you make an ass out of yourself. I would prefer to judge people as I go if I need to. And, you know, this is how I'll react to whatever you do. Or I'll do something and I'll see how you react.
Yeah, word. Some people are maybe submissive in one situation and one interaction with some person. But then in other places be more dominant or, like, assertive. Because certain things call for certain...
You can't
be the same nigga with everybody in every situation.
You'd be nuts. You would be absolutely insane.
If y'all saw me in my bag like Simp Simpin, y'all would never speak to me. Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
Like...
You can't handle every situation the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the cold fucking... You can't be the same type of person you are when you're dealing with someone that you're annoyed with as compared to someone you love or, you know, someone you're trying to be involved with romantically. If you can't understand that, you probably fall into the category of one of the people that are too focused on these labels, and you gotta be this. You gotta do this all the time. You don't know how to read the room. You don't know how to fucking express yourself.
Bro, they're alpha males. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they control the room. They are the room. The room bends to their will, bro.
The thing, if that's what you need, then you are no longer in control of yourself. Because realistically, in any given situation, you are one wooden chair to the head away from not being an alpha male anymore.
Just not being anymore.
If you subscribe to the alpha male shit, you have to acknowledge and understand just how quickly that can be taken away from you for next to nothing. So, you know, is this how you want to live? Do you want to subject yourself to this sort of, you know, risk all the time? Do you want to risk your manhood every time you step out of the house? Because this is what you're putting on the line when you say, you got to carry yourself as an alpha male every day. You're putting yourself in situations to get fucked up by somebody.
Nah, bro, I'm an alpha male. I can handle anything, my nigga.
Yeah, don't they gotta fight other alpha males
and prove that they're alpha
males? Fucking,
that's what happened in Kong versus Zilla.
It's not just about fighting either. This is how people get put in stupid situations where it's not even gonna be a fight. Now you just look stupid in front of 25 people. Now you're tight. You're gonna hold that for 30 days, and you're gonna carry that around to everyone you interact with. You're gonna
Next time you get into a situation because of that last time you fucking got embarrassed outside, you're gonna try to take that out on somebody. And that next person might not be with the bullshit.
Never overcompensate.
Yeah. So now here's another question: what if you're an alpha male and someone outsmarts the fuck out of you?
Then you
did you lose your title?
No. Now you look stupid. Now you actually have to beat them. You have to fight them. You have to go into that. That's how that goes. This is the train of thought that goes into it, my nigga.
You gotta be a meat-eating lion, boss.
Carnivore. The fact that they're calling us grass-eating lions, and then I'm like, "Oh, what does that make you?"
An omnivore.
Are you out here eating meat, bro?
Yeah.
You guzzling money.
Loving it.
Right?
That's fucking hilarious.
You guzzling.
So what movie's gonna make you guys go back to theaters? I know yours is Demon Slayer.
Good movie. I already went back. I was just about to say.
Oh my god!
I watched it twice.
Jesus.
In movie theaters.
No Time to Die.
Is that James Bond?
That is James Bond.
Oh yeah, it does come out this year, doesn't it? Yeah, that's gonna be it.
I'm gonna need that.
That's Bond 25.
That's Bond 25.
That. And leading up to it, I gotta watch every single fucking Bond film.
Oh my god, I can't do that.
We going
that,
from Casino
so
Royale,
much.
Baby. The first one.
You have to, bro.
Wait, so they made another one named Casino Royale?
Yes.
The
first Casino Royale is before Dr. No, which some people think is the first James Bond movie, but niggas don't know about the person who came before Sean Connery. I don't know who that guy is, but, you know, R.I.P. to him.
Yeah.
Sean Connery?
R.I.P. to him, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He died?
Last year.
Oh, that's recent.
We gave him R.I.P. on it, didn't we?
We probably did.
I wouldn't be surprised
I feel like we did.
Also, I've just made the decision. If you're watching this, you're probably wondering why Manny hasn't been using his angle.
Because he's just rubbing his eyes this whole time.
I've been my left eye has been absolutely killing me.
Every time I look over there, he's rubbing his eye, and I'm thinking to myself, is he gonna be able to use it?
Yeah, and I'm trying. I was fighting it, and I was like, maybe it's just gonna be a 5-minute thing. Now I am. My left eye is over. My allergies are killing me. 2 weeks in a row. I took 2 pills right before too, but damn. I guess I'm gonna have to get eye drops.
It was a side note that I was gonna say. They're making a new Ghostbuster movie.
I'm not watching that bullshit.
Here's why I'm gonna watch it. Okay, so for the trailer, they tried spinning in like a horror movie, right? But the last Ghostbuster movies wasn't good. It wasn't. I'm sorry. You liked it. Cool.
Nobody liked that bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Well, niggas just happy because it was winning. I get it.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys win. But the movie sucked. Now they're making a new one. It's about the kids. It's further down the line. And they're taking, what's his name? Will... The Stranger Things kids?
Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah. What you said. I'm sorry, say it again.
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, so him, he's in the movie. So, him, the girl from The Conjuring, they're both amazing actors, right? And they're essentially, like, driving force to go and see this movie. Oh. Also, that the trailer made it seem like a horror movie. And it's Ghostbusters. Okay. And I imagine if I was a kid in the Ghostbusters universe, I'd also piss myself. Right? Because these ghosts are not friendly. So it made me like the idea of it. So it definitely is pushing me to go see it in theaters.
Right. I mean,
is there any movie you've been thinking about going to see?
I just want to see the Fast F9.
You want to see Space Car Invaders?
Yeah, I'm ready to invest $40 in popcorns and a drink.
I cannot believe that you want to see Han come back. Oh, granted, yeah. Han was a great character when he was in the movies originally.
Yeah.
And I'm very confident, because I've seen the trailer, very confident they're about to ruin the fuck out of his character.
Well, I think Han's going to be the bad guy. Because remember in the last movie, there was a bad guy but no face. And so was... He was also in Hobbs and Shaw, so...
That's a hot take. Like,
yeah.
Hey, and that would ruin his character.
Well... I mean, he died and came back alive, so...
It's starting to be ruined, point, yeah.
They can at do this whatever point, they want, really.
At this point, everybody's seen the... You still haven't seen Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Why are you calling it Captain Falcon? That's a complete...
Because...
That's a different...
Because he hasn't...
I actually have seen it.
Ah, okay, cool. I thought we were
risking the spoiler. That's a completely different show, my nigga.
I thought we were risking the spoiler. Because I have been waiting for about a month to be able to talk about this fucking show. Because every time we get ready to talk about it, we're with John. And John, for like 3 weeks, had just not seen the finale. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of fucked with it a lot.
I like the show. The show was really good.
Yeah.
It was some of the best choreographed fucking fight scenes in the entire MCU. That's saying a lot for like 10 years worth of fucking movies.
Oh, they're getting better at it. Right. Yeah. And they have to keep.
Well, the budget for the show was like $160 million. So.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like spread across the 7.
The 7 episodes. Okay. So.
Regardless, they still have to keep up that uptrend of quality that they now produce. Endgame is a hard act to fucking follow up on.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody's expectations were lowered because of, like, oh, these are going to be a Marvel TV show.
The stigmatization that comes with that TV versus movies. But their first movies are about to come out.
Exactly.
Black Widow was the first one, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And then after that, it's... I don't remember the second one is.
Loki should be coming soon.
Loki's show comes out soon as well.
That's a show.
But that show has to be better now than WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like it
I
has. Like,
I don't think I it necessarily like the, has to be better.
I feel like the Loki show is gonna be better though. Like, and from the previews alone, pretty much it looks like they put a lot more money and effort into the Loki show than into WandaVision, which had crazy effects.
Yeah.
And fucking Winter Soldier, which was.
Well, in a way, I don't wanna talk out of my ass while I'm saying this, but in a way,
it's all
I would
speculation.
Say
nobody's seen the show yet.
I would say that Loki is a little less experimental than Winter Soldier was, and also WandaVision was, because they know that people are gonna watch it off the fucking title and the like poster alone. Yeah. Like people are gonna see that. well, there are going to be more people that see that, and just off of pure recognition or recognizance, whatever the word is, they're going to say, okay, I'll watch that one. Or at least I'll watch one
and,
episode.
And low-key, he's the most... the most known out of all of the three shows, like if you had to,
absolutely,
and he has his own fan base by now. Like Loki,
God of Mischief,
No, but I'm like Loki. He's been like in what, like five or six movies.
He's fucking Tom Hiddleston, because people just
legit act.
There are people who just fuck with him because he's Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. They're just gonna watch it. So you know he's gonna be alright, and they're not gonna fuck his show up, because if they fuck his show up, it's kind of a lot riding on.
I think the premise of the show is traveling like through like space and time and shit. So like, it just adds a lot of like possibilities to it that people want to see, especially because that all the shows have like implications to like the movies going down the line. Like everything that happened in WandaVision impacts everything that happens in the fucking Doctor Strange movie.
Doctor Strange was supposed to have a role in the show.
Yeah, he was supposed to.
Yeah. The only reason they didn't put him in was because Kevin Feige thought that it would take away from Wanda.
I mean, yeah.
Like, he wanted it to be strictly on Wanda and her development as a character.
Now she has a role in the movie for Doctor Strange.
But But, like, all those commercials in every episode, those were supposed to be Doctor Strange's. Like, he was going to literally be in there explaining everything.
Okay.
And then they decided to just make it subliminals.
I need to go back into my old shit and find that photo that was like that. You know, it looked like speculation in like 2016 or 2017, but it outlined pretty much everything that the fucking Marvel Cinematic Universe is doing to this day.
It had all the movies. At that point, we had no idea that they were going to like really start diving into the television space. Yeah. And which is like, I feel like that helped, because 7 hours of fucking Falcon and Winter Soldier allowed a lot more development than like
absolutely
trying to throw like 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours of some shit in. And it's easier to digest as like episode by episode than to just like throw it all together. We gotta cut mad shit. Some stuff might not make it. They can just hand fist a bunch of fucking plot and exposition into it, so that you have to remember for when it's important.
I'll say the fact that, like, the way that it was made and the quality that it was made with, it's almost like, I won't say it's like I watched as many individual movies as there were episodes, but it's like I watched a couple movies. Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, it was like a movie series more than a television series in spirit, because it felt like I was watching some shit with good production value and
movie quality.
It was just a movie with more backstory.
Exactly. A series of movies, pretty much.
Like, there's a lot of movies that now they make where it's like, well, I don't really understand, like, why this character would do this.
Mm-hmm. And it's everything like, up to the interpretation of the individual.
Yeah, exactly. So you have more of a rise to why the motives of each character are.
Can we go full, like it's been long enough since.
Before we get into full spoilers, so going back to the Loki point, I think in my head, in my fucking imaginary head, the whole Loki thing, because it gave him so much backstory and so much time within the movies, like the Thor series, the Avengers series, I think this show is mostly using him to just set up more, right? The whole idea they can go through multiple universes is already a setup for Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, right? Like, it's already pushing the idea of Loki is our character we're going to use to set up the rest of this phase.
Oh, so you think Loki is our view into the MCU right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what all these people were, right?
Well, yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they because Falcon and Winter Soldier kind of showed you the world, the state of the world at that moment, right?
Like the real world. Like
yes.
The real implications coming off of what. And, fucking, there's a lot of shit from Falcon and Winter Soldier that got cut because of, like, too many similarities to, like, real world events.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole vaccine and, like, world, like, a virus thing, like, storyline that was probably that people are saying was cut from fucking Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I don't blame them.
Like in the first episode, when, was it the first episode? When Bucky's on the truck, he's like, yeah, it's just a bunch of vaccines.
Yeah.
That's what those vaccines for.
Second episode,
yeah. He's like, yeah, it's a bunch of vaccines. Vaccines and medicines and stuff. That's what,
yeah.
That's what it meant. So they had to scrap a lot of that shit and come back and like amend it. But yeah, that was, I thought that was pretty interesting. So it was
Well, for Wanda, it was more of a, this is what happened to some of the Avengers once everything was done.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, they definitely split up the shows to give setup for different parts of the MCU.
What I think happened, the reason why we're getting the Loki show, remember? And was it fucking Endgame?
Yeah, it was.
Fucking when Loki picks up the fucking
Tesseract.
Tesseract. And he just disappears.
Yep.
I feel like everything in Loki happens after that.
Confirmed that.
Yeah.
It's so, very literally from the point that he gets space time, whatever. He uses the Tesseract to get the fuck out.
That's lit. So we're gonna see. And it's gonna have like implications going forward.
You know what I think is gonna be interesting? They have to redo his character arc.
Oh yeah, because he, at the time that he poofed away, he would have still been a jackass.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he has to the Loki character has to re-redeem himself.
Well,
and they put out the trailer, and it does seem like they speed that process along using, I don't know who the character is, but he's a character that seems to have knowledge of everything that goes on within the universes. And I don't know his name, I don't know the actor's name.
All I know, well, if it wasn't for Taika Waititi or whatever his name is.
Yeah, the Thor fucking
director
would have been fucking
terrible. Exactly. And I feel like he changed, like, Loki's whole trajectory.
Yeah. Because after Thor or Dark World, it was like nothing going on. That movie was really bad.
Yeah.
Thor 2 was really
bad. I've never seen it, but
I've
heard.
It was the worst received MCU movie.
And then he came up and
he
gave like Thor a new life by like making him funny.
And Thor Ragnarok was a completely different movie.
Exactly.
And now the Thor character has actual personality, which is lit.
Rather than being an alpha male.
There was no real character to Thor besides just a fucking
alpha male. And think about it, the first Thor movie is literally, I have my bro voice, I am an alpha male, you will bow down to me. That's literally him the entire time.
Pretty much,
it was not good. I didn't like either of the first two Thors.
The first Thor movie was tough to get through. Thor 2 was really bad. Thor Ragnarok was probably one of the best MCU movies.
Yeah, they turned his pro voice and his whole alpha personality into comedic gold.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok is going to end up going down as the best Thor movie unless Love and Thunder is fucking golden for some reason.
That's what's called.
Love and Thunder. Yeah, it is called Thor Love and Thunder. I feel like that movie, because first of all, Natalie Portman's coming back.
And Christian fucking Bale.
Mm-hmm. Christian Bale's gonna be. That's not a legend. He's confirmed for the movie.
No, I'm saying Christian Bale. He's an electric actor. Christian Bale's fucking electric in the movie.
I honestly think it's going to be a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're following up Thor Ragnarok. That means they have a clear and concise idea for what they want Thor to be moving forward.
We're seeing late Thor in the
movie. Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Like, it's
Natalie Portman was jacked. She was fucking jacked city. Yeah. Her arms are huge.
Fucking ripped. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Her arms were huge. She could fucking bench 400 easy.
Mm-hmm.
75 reps.
She looked tough.
We're going to get another one of them scenes like from Venom.
What do you mean?
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, what about fucking, what's that actor's name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You think he'll ever do TV?
No.
It's way too late for him.
Yeah, he's past that point.
No. TV's different now. He's not like a TV, like...
He's literally yeah, I know what you mean.
You mean
it's way too late for that.
I feel like Leonardo is definitely going to pull up to an HBO Max and just give us some
I don't think he's going to be a part of any TV show. Do you understand the bag that comes with this man named Leonardo DiCaprio?
I feel like you make more money now doing a TV show.
Well, the money that can be made is great. But also, if you have me on set for long enough for me to do what is equivalent to like 8 movies.
You mean Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? That could have been a miniseries.
Look who made the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that was him making a movie with his niggas. Even though, you know, it obviously costed a lot, and you still got to give the man his back.
They said there's a director's cut that's like 10 hours long.
I want to see
that's a miniseries.
I want to see
a lot of footage.
That's
what I'm saying.
I think Netflix got it, and it's going to break it up like that.
It's fucking that. You got Brad Pitt. You got Leonardo DiCaprio. You got Margot Robbie somewhere in there.
Yeah, Tarantino.
Tarantino. This is a group of people that fuck with each other. So the money doesn't really matter, even though the money is flowing. If you just approach Leonardo, his demands are going to be so ridiculous that like it's not going to be feasible.
Tarantino would probably have to do a show in order to get.
Yes. Yep. Tarantino would have to do a show.
Tarantino or Scorsese would have to do a show in order to get Leo to do it.
Yeah, but Scorsese, he's not a.
Who directed Inception?
That was the
Christopher Nolan
from Batman.
I don't see Christopher Nolan doing any TV show.
No, he hates HBO because of streaming.
Yeah.
He wants people to be in theaters.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, movies are still in their own league. Movies that you find on Netflix
are not anymore. It's different with COVID.
It is different. No, COVID is what fucked it up for theaters.
It'll be different going forward.
Yeah.
But things like the Marvel Cinematic Universe are literally testing the waters in a new form of society.
Oh, they,
where people are watching shows in a different way.
They lucked out.
They did luck out.
Because they planned that before COVID happened.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that they had to were releasing shit at the same time.
But they also had to record. Like, they weren't done with all these
shows. It messed up their schedule for things.
Yeah.
Right? Which, you know, COVID messed up a lot of schedules for a lot of people. It sucked.
Black Widow was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah, it was. And then it got pushed back to this year. But at least this year we're getting 4 MCU movies relatively close to each other.
Yeah.
Which I feel like kind of saves them. Because Black Widow, I feel like a lot of people were purposely going to watch
that shit, bro.
I'm going to watch it.
People going to watch it, but it's not going to be at one of
the...
It's gonna underperform.
Yeah. Sadly, because it's a woman. Wonder Woman did great, but Captain Marvel did not. And Captain Marvel is more associated with Marvel and Black Widow. And
it's because the characters are not as recognizable.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is probably Wonder Woman is the most recognizable and the most known female superhero.
Very much.
Ever. Black Widow. If I walk up to a random person in the street, do you know who Black Widow is?
Yeah. And what does
the
she
spider?
Do?
You probably won't know. Yeah.
That's another second point that follows along, is that she doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Right? So she has a couple things going against her. I'm going to watch the movie, right? I've always liked the character. She looks badass all the time anyways.
Yeah.
She competes with her team. And they're fighting a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. they're overpowered people that are in the movies.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna watch the movie. It's gonna be cool. But then there's heavy hitters following it up. Shang-Chi.
That's not.
I feel like it's gonna underperform.
That's not a heavy hitter.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's also gonna underperform. Yeah. This unknown character. I don't even know the character.
I know the character.
All right, The Legend of Ten Rings to me screams fucking Mandarin. Yeah. So besides that, then the Eternals.
I would say don't sweep it under the rug.
Mandarin
you
might
no,
like
that,
the actual Mandarin might show up in the Shang-Chi movie.
Right, because they fucking skipped out on us in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it was a fake Mandarin.
They needed to put the Shang-Chi movie on Disney Plus. Exclusive.
I thought that was gonna be like a show.
Because you gotta make it so that people will like talk about it.
Get an introduction to the character.
Because like
the only public around the movie is we have a movie.
An Asian movie.
A Marvel movie with an Asian protagonist.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. great.
What especially else?
What is it gonna sell? How is that gonna sell to people who don't care about shit like that?
Yeah, we're also in a very sensitive time where there's a whole Stop Asian Hate campaign.
It's not the same thing, though. The difference between... Alright. You can say... I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say. All I'm saying is, it's very different to say you support something than it is to actually support something.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the best way to say what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So if that's the case... Then go ahead and fucking everybody watch the movie.
I mean, yeah, regardless.
I'm gonna go see it because I'm saying
if you're like, oh, like, alright, I'm gonna take a social stance.
Oh yeah.
And then now it's your time to actually support.
What happens when you take a social stance and all we get garbage? What do you do?
Now you gotta sit there and hold that L.
Like you're like, oh, alright, now is my time to support an Asian actor. And then you watch the movie and it sucks.
Booty cheeks.
You have to cap and be like, that movie. Not even like, it
this
was
is
just,
why you gotta always be realistic whenever you speak. You gotta be complete. You gotta try to be the most honest that you can be. Because, you know, if I watch Shang-Chi and I say, you know, that shit was garbage, you got a pretty good reason to believe that I actually thought it was garbage, because I have no reason to come out here and say that it was garbage other than the fact that I watched the whole thing and I didn't like it.
But think about what you're asking of a person too. You're asking that person to come out to a movie theater and risk COVID and like do all of these things just to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And what if it sucks?
Are you an alpha male or not?
If the movie sucks, way more people are not gonna watch it off the first person who gives that review.
Yeah.
Like, if I tell y'all that it sucks, y'all are just not gonna go to the fucking movie.
And this is why.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for it to drop or something like that. So you just gotta drop it on Disney, and then everybody's gonna be like, you know what? It was good.
Yeah.
And then once that person tells everybody, people are gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna check it out.
This is a fucking
and even
problem.
If they said it sucks, they'll just be like, you know what? I'll check it out anyway. I don't got nothing to do.
See,
it's on there.
That's the thing about this movie, right? It's the most unknown one out of the four that are coming out this year.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have Black Widow first, Shang-Chi second, Spider-Man is... No, Eternals comes out third. Right?
Yeah.
And Eternals, because of what's the implications of that, they've always been there. And they've been mentioned in the Guardians movies, and they've been name-dropped here and there. They hold a lot more weight.
But I don't think this movie is set currently. I think it's like an ancient movie. No.
Eternals is a past movie. It's a movie that takes place when they come about.
Yeah, so...
Right, to just give them their backstory so when they appear, obviously now that we know... Because they're coming.
Yeah.
In the MCU.
Yeah.
Well, to like phase four or whatever, like officially. But for that, they have that precedence. They have their mentions in the other movies. Shang-Chi, the only mention that you can get is The Legend of the Ten Rings. And that's in Iron Man 3, and that's literally if you're a comic book fan.
Yeah.
The Eternals thing, you hear that. You hear those words mentioned, you hear that being said and spread out through the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man comes out in December. Finally. What is it?
Long Way Home or some show like that.
Yeah. No Way Home, yeah. That one's gonna do the best out of the four, though.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't be so surprised if Shang-Chi does the worst.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. And especially with the numbers that are coming in, like, Mortal Kombat did, like, 60 million or 80 million.
Yeah.
First weekend. So it's, like, before, like, people were having $500 million weekends and shit like that. Like...
It's kind of tough. We're in a... We're still smack dab in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
Yeah, that too.
You know, it makes me curious. I don't know the numbers for this, but I wonder how Demon Slayer did in America. Right? Because when I went to the movies, both times, they were packed. Right? With social distancing kept in mind, they were sold out theaters.
But I don't think that's a fair representation of, like, America.
It's not.
Whole.
No, it's not at all. Yeah. Because, to be fair, in Japan, Demon Slayer became the number one animated movie.
Right.
So that hype carried overseas.
But that's
100%.
What everything. When My Hero came out, My Hero was the number
one. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it did not beat all movies throughout history. Demon Slayer did.
No, but My Hero, I think there was only, it was definitely top five of all time.
It made an impact.
But that's right. I think movies are just different now than they were before, like, with numbers wise.
Yeah. Right. When you do hit that number one, though, you're like, you're cemented in a different way.
Yeah.
People are still talking about Avatar, that shitty ass movie from 2010. They fucking preloaded that shit on my Samsung Galaxy S, and I had to figure out how to get it off space.
And that's a beloved series.
Yeah, bro, that movie is ass.
Movie is actual garbage. And like, they spent...
They was like, yeah, Avatar 2 is coming. I was like, who asked for that?
2 and 3.
Like, who fuck asked for sequels to this garbage?
That shit just overtook Avengers as the number one movie all time again.
Bro, I'm sorry. That movie this year. Jesus, bro.
Wait, Avatar The Last Airbender, not Avatar.
No, nigga, Avatar. No. That movie's Avatar, the 3D
blue people.
Fucking blue people.
2010.
You guys don't like that movie?
That movie's ass, really?
I've never finished it because it's a long movie. It's like 4 hours.
You don't need to finish it. It's ass, bro. It's Pocahontas, my nigga.
I was just about to say that the reason I don't think it's ass is because it's just live action Pocahontas with aliens and whatever.
Runs far too long. It runs longer than the VHS version of Pocahontas that I grew up
with. Well, that's also another white savior movie, yo. Get the fuck out of here.
Fair enough. I think the movie's okay. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's amazing. I don't think it's bad either. I think it's just...
For it to be probably number one movie all time, followed up by maybe Titanic...
No, Endgame.
Endgame beat it. And that's the reason... No, and then they fucking released Avatar... No, they released Avatar twice to make sure that they didn't lose.
Yeah, no, but then they released it again this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was to be Endgame's...
That was 2 years ago.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Like, they just keep putting the movie up.
Yeah.
You can't... You shouldn't be able to... That shouldn't count. You should be able to put it out again. You know, make your bread, but that shit should not count.
Oh, but so you see how you guys said that about live-action movies here, right? So for animated movies... I'm definitely forgetting the name. It was one of the Miyazaki movies. They held number one, 100% held number one until 2020.
Was it Spirited Away?
I honestly don't remember. I just know this one is his films that held that. It might be Spirited Away.
That's...
It was Princess Mononoke, actually.
Well...
Because it kept re-releasing that motherfucker.
Yeah, it held number one until Demon Slayer came out. And it was to the point where people started coming out and be like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
right. And movies have changed. You're right when you said that movies have completely changed. Right, the theater experience for America is very limited. It's everyone's moving towards the streaming services now. Right, HBO Max, Mortal Kombat, which apparently didn't do that good. But to be fair, if you watch the trailer, it looks great. I heard they fixed it from the trailer. I didn't watch the movie. Right, I feel like I have to say that just so you know I'm talking about my ass. But from the trailer, the fucking Scorpions Get Over Here was extremely cringy.
Oh, God.
It was Spirited Away?
Yeah. Miyazaki's most popular shit.
Yeah. And that's pretty fucking crazy. And Demon Slayer beat that within its first weekend.
That's madness.
Wait, so was Mortal Kombat fucking garbage?
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back to that one.
Yeah, we got
to
come back.
And I've heard mixed things, so I don't even want to take like a side of it. From the trailer, right? And that's, again, Scorpions Get Over Here. It was like they told him to try to do what the game does, but try not to because the game is a game. And then he's like, get over here! You know, you see how that didn't work when I did it? It doesn't work when he does it in the trailer either.
Well, that's definitely a voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, a lot of that shit is ADR.
Yeah.
You just throw that shit in post-production.
Exactly, yeah. Because you wouldn't be able to hear shit.
Yeah, especially like in a field or like in a forest or some shit. You're not hearing that shit.
Oh, they definitely fucked it up. In the trailer. Again, I don't know what it came out like in the movie.
I mean, of course it's not going to be the same in the trailer.
Yeah, because it's not even the final production.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing like pushed me towards watching like fucking Mortal Kombat. Like, I was never into the games and shit. Into the movies that came out.
That's fair. But Mortal Kombat, everybody that's over like the age of like, I want to say 24, usually has a really fond memory of the at least one of the two Mortal Kombat movies that came out.
Yeah.
Them shit's ass.
I hated movies. Like, I hated those movies. Them shit's I hated ass. The Ninja Turtle movies.
Ninja Turtles movies was
that? I hated them shits.
Well, which one? The live action one?
Whichever had Kevin Nash as Shredder was that.
That was the live action one. Yeah.
So not the Megan Fox one, because the Megan Fox one was not good.
Fuck those.
I'm talking about the old school movies.
The ones with the niggas in suits.
The movies
They were funny.
The movies that really hold up are the fucking... The Mighty Ducks franchise still holds up to this day.
I think Mighty Ducks is overrated.
Definitely not.
The Last Dragon holds up.
The Last Dragon holds up. What Bruce Leroy did.
Yeah.
Yes. Show no.
Let's see.
It's funny you mentioned the Mortal Kombat movies, the live action ones are back. Because I remember coming to a conclusion, like as a, I don't want to say adult because I was like 19, but like as an older person. Right, I was like, oh,
you should try.
Yeah, it was cool as a kid, but now
I remember I'm disappointed. Being young and being like, oh, this shit is ass. This movie is really bad.
I was blinded by the flashy martial arts.
I was just hyped because it was a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
But the movie was ass. I knew that.
Throw on Major League. That's a movie.
Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield
was my shit, yo, bro.
When they used to make, they don't make sports movies anymore.
Like, they don't make sports movies like what do you mean? Anymore.
Guys, Space Jam 2 is coming out. Come on.
But like, alright, they I'm made a movie about a Jamaican bobsled team. Like, bro, like, it's different. They're never making a baseball movie again, a hockey movie.
No.
These are sports that people don't even care about anymore.
All jokes aside. Air Bud movies slapped.
I never watched a single
Air Bud movie. Like the first one was good.
You're right.
Then they started making this nigga play other sports, and I was like,
it got cringier as like, time went on.
We bugging, and it was like, all right, now he got kids. So what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly. It got cringier as time went on. They felt like they had to keep reproducing these movies.
Fucking little buddies, yo! If you don't get this shit off on TV,
listen, it worked back then.
But Air Bud, oh my god. Yeah. I just remember that randomly because you mentioned sports movies. I was like, wow, this was probably the most enjoyed sports movie that I had.
Never watched any of them. What's that Cuba Gooding Jr. sports movie?
Radio.
No. I was thinking of the one with the fucking Huskies.
That's not a sports movie. That's just Snow Dogs, bro.
I thought it was like a race or something. I didn't know.
This nigga said radio. He could have said Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
I was way too ready with radio. It is a sports movie.
They need to start making sports movies again. And Disney made most of them. Disney owned the Angels at one point.
They did.
Yeah, and then they sold them. But
you know, fucking Nintendo owns the Mariners.
Yes, really? the owner of Nintendo owns the Mariners.
You know, we need.
I don't know if he still does. He might have sold it, but
we need another Talladega Nights.
Just a bullshit like sports movie. Just give us something.
Nobody gives a shit about NASCAR. Make a shitty NASCAR movie,
and it's not really
with some drunk folks. You know, this shit is going down.
Both those movies have drunk folks: Blades of Glory and Talladega Nights.
Yeah,
and they both have Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he's the common denominator.
It's 2021. Where you at? Come back.
Semi-pro. He's made a lot of sports movies.
Yo, okay, here's a random statement, and it's only because we watched Batchelor before this. Is Will Ferrell just the movie actor version of Eric Andre?
Not at all. Will Ferrell is actually like he's not like that in real life.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, the movie actor version.
No, because Will Ferrell, he can act too. He'll get some shit off.
Yeah.
Eric Andre just does the most. The whole movie was just doing the most.
Yeah. The whole show is just doing the most.
You don't think Step Brothers was also doing the most?
No.
But it was just funny?
It was scripted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And it was like... I don't know. You can't... Nah.
It wasn't live pranks, and really nothing in that movie, like... was as outlandish as anything in Bad Trip.
Well, the KKK neighbor was pretty wild. Yeah.
That was pretty fucking wild.
So,
oh no, they had Sacha Baron Cohen in the shit. That's already that's crazy.
In Talladega Nights?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, where he kisses him on the mouth.
Fucking tongue down.
Because that's
and unnecessarily. And unnecessarily.
Don't realize Perrier cosigned that whole shit because they had.
Yeah.
That was his sponsor for the whole movie.
Well, you, man, just I'm think about how many I've brands.
I've been looking at Perrier water drinkers differently ever since I saw Talladega Nights. I seen niggas with the bottle of... If you, like, yo, if you drink Perrier after you've seen Talladega Nights, you know, you couldn't possibly have seen that movie before you still decided to keep drinking Perrier. Because it's just not... Do you really want to be associated with Sacha Baron Cohen while he kissing niggas on the lips? Like, you know, the only...
I knew that it appeared somehow. Listen, bro, we don't got nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with niggas kissing niggas on the lips.
I thought Bruno was a great movie.
It's kind of hilarious.
It's more the outlandish manner in which Sacha Baron Cohen got to come out and just violate you. Like, nigga, I wasn't...
When has he ever been normal?
Never.
Besides marrying Amy
Adams.
He's really
the first Eric Andre, if you think about it.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah,
with he paved the way for
Ali G show. I remember watching the Ali G show.
Ali G show?
Nicholas was way too young to be watching that show at all.
I feel like...
It helped that nobody really knew what the fuck was going on when they watched it. So as a kid, they'd allow you to watch it. This guy's just stupid.
Eric Andre is the Sacha Baron Cohen for white people. That's who Eric Andre is.
Eric Andre is a black man.
Who is Sacha Baron Cohen for?
I feel like it switched. More people talked about Borat like...
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, more white people talk about Eric Andre than, like,
he's saying,
anybody else talks about Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's saying unfunny whites fuck with Eric Andre while dead niggas was fucking with...
Exactly.
Fucking with,
well, it's because Eric Andre, a lot of this shit seems like it's, like, pointless. It has, like, no aim.
Yes.
All of Sacha Baron Cohen shit has, like, some sort of a message behind it.
And I don't know why that it transfers over.
I'll say this. You know what I'm saying? Eric Andre has not had his Sacha Baron Cohen moment yet, like in Borat, where he's in the fucking bull riding arena.
Oh, the rodeo.
Yeah, he's in the rodeo. He sings the fake Kazakhstani anthem in front of, like, what, 30,000 people or some shit?
Going
like,
crazy.
That is absolutely... nuts.
Eric Andre.
That shit is funny.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Sacha Baron Cohen, he's palatable for everyone. As opposed to Eric Andre, who, like, if I try to show it to somebody who pays, like, a bunch of bills, they're gonna be like, yo, what are you doing?
Like,
yo, like, what's going on? Like, this isn't even funny. What is he doing? Like, most of the jokes in this movie was about Eric Andre randomly getting naked and something getting put in his ass.
A lot of his jokes end with him being ass naked.
Yeah, like, it's not that funny.
And the idea is to get people uncomfortable.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm already uncomfortable talking to you. It's most of the time.
That can't be your whole shtick, man. It's not his whole shtick, but... He relies a lot on shock.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily humor. It's shock humor. And while, you know, it has humor in the name, it's its own thing.
It's like jump scares.
Yeah,
but comedy style. Like, comedy jump scares.
He kind of does comedy jump scares.
Mm-hmm. Like, they get you the first time, and then it's like, oh.
And every time after that, it's like, oh, okay, this is the part where this one's coming up. I know it's coming up, and it happens, and not as the reaction that was there the first time, it doesn't last. Yeah. That's a good answer.
If you've seen any number of really good or at least really... really ambitious horror movies. If you've seen a really good or a really ambitious horror movie, you've seen a horror movie that doesn't necessarily need jump scares.
Like what?
Insidious.
Insidious literally had jump scares.
I thought that was a jump scare movie.
That's why I said the first one specifically. And it did have a jump scare, but the idea of the jump scare for them was silent. Right, it was the Red Demon. He was a silent jump scare that then prompted to them leading on for the fucking the insidious sound. The very like, you know, like that just loud alarm sound.
You know what movie didn't need fucking jump scares?
What?
Midsommar and Hereditary.
You're right. And those are great.
Those two films.
I didn't see Midsommar.
You should have.
I saw. I literally, when I was at the Alamo, there was deadass a trailer for Midsommar for every movie that I watched. And I watched every movie.
It's one of A24 films.
Yeah.
So it's...
The score for Midsommar is amazing. The soundtrack, the choices of when to play certain audio is very good. And narratively, it's a great story.
I will say, personally, at least for me, I feel like there has never been anything done like the Final Destination series. And why do I have to bring this series up specifically? Because you can like any of the movies, you can dislike any number of the movies, it doesn't matter. You know, you could dislike all of them for all that I care. But, you know, you are going to go into Final Destination and you're going to come out with a reaction, because there are scenes where there's a jump scare, there are scenes where you know exactly what's going to happen. And you have to choose whether or not you're going to stare at the screen and watch it or not.
You're going to try to close your eyes.
You could close your eyes.
Oh, but see, that's the thing about Final Destination, right? Their jump scares are purposefully telegraphed to make you know his destination is final.
I don't even think that's not what's scary about the movie.
It's not.
The scariest part about the movie is thinking that can happen to me in real life now. Final Destination isn't scary for the 2 hours you're watching.
Right.
It's scary for the next 40 years of your life where you're like, I'm scared to go to the dentist.
What now? I'm on a fucking plane.
Yeah. I'm scared to be behind this truck because I'm going to get... Like,
nobody was having these random thoughts.
Like, these are thoughts that everybody has now.
And I was going to say...
That's important.
That's probably why they purposefully telegraph these fucking... death scenes, right? Like, you know when a character's gonna die in Final Destination, and it feels like it's done on purpose because they understand that when you walk out of this theater experience, the thoughts that are in your head is this log truck about to fuck me up on my way home.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Final Destination might be the perfect scary movie franchise, like horror movie franchise, because that is the only movie where, like, you were watching and now you are trauma. Like, it is real trauma that people have.
Yeah, they transcend random things. The space of what a theater is, the theater experience. Because they tell you, yo, you can for real die this way.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know if that was their intentions when they were writing the movie. They were probably just like, let's just make a movie.
You know what the premise of the movie is? The premise of the movie is that it's like, of all the movies, is that death itself
is imminent.
Is real.
And inevitable.
Like, it has like, no, it has like a fucking conscience and like no.
Oh, yeah. You can't avoid it. Yeah.
And so that if death wants you and you avoid when death wanted to take you, death gonna come regardless.
Yeah. In the most outlandish way.
That's the point of the movie.
Like a fish falling from the sky in the gym.
Or you working out in the gym and then fucking swords slice the fucking the supports on the weights and then just splash your fucking head.
Nobody makes it out.
See, that's why I said the word inevitable. Right? Like, Thanos' quote applies to Final Destination Extreme. And also, to counter argument what you just said, someone does make it out in one movie, but not for long.
Yeah.
If they die and in they a following movie, I don't count it.
That OC, but then it happens again in the third movie. They end in a barbecue scene with a family, and because there's years in between that movie and the fourth movie, they decide to be like, oh, they died after that barbecue scene in the fourth movie.
I'm pretty sure, my memory may be fuzzy here, but I'm pretty sure by the time they hit five, the last scene in the movie literally got everybody.
Niggas is dying.
Like,
they looped it.
It got everyone that was left alive just so happened to be in Boston or wherever the fuck they were. They got hit by a bus inside of a bar. Some other shit happened. I think somebody lit on fire.
The plane engine from the first movie falls on the bar.
It's always just a fucking... Oh yeah, we just made it, and when you're about to die at the end of the movie, it's like, oh, so that's what this clue meant.
Yeah.
instead of what we thought it meant earlier. You know, this is just shit.
And the funniest thing is, you know, a new Final Destination, low key, can always be made.
COVID. They just have to get it.
I know.
Yeah.
We don't need a COVID Final Destination.
At that point, you just make a bubonic plague movie.
It's called Contagion.
All right. What about? I feel like this is a perfect way to end this. Top 5 Adam Sandler movies.
Grown Ups.
Is that your number one?
Number one. I didn't have to think about it. Grown Ups 1.
Bro.
Click
the
one.
Waterboy.
Waterboy?
No.
Little Nicky. Fucking, what else?
Adults. Click is a good movie.
I'm putting Click as my number one. I'm not gonna lie.
Big Daddy is on there.
Big Daddy's another good one. Click, I like, is Big Daddy. Big Daddy, if you watch it, it reminds me of a better time of McDonald's. When McDonald's would have the dark meat and the chicken nuggets. Yes.
The classic McDonald's logo, back when I was eating in there.
With the yellow and white styrofoam breakfasts.
When they had super-sized meals. When they had super-sized meals. Not super-sized meat meals.
I went to go eat at McDonald's with my dad one time. And, like, I just wanted fries. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to get you super-sized fries. Like, that's...
What's that?
I was like, I don't know what that is. And he was like, oh, you've never had super-sized? I was like, no. And, like, I'm a little kid at this point. And it was the week that Super Size Me came out. And they had to explain to my dad how it doesn't exist anymore. And he was like, how is that even possible?
The only reason I even knew what Super Size was is because of Super Size Me that was shown to me in middle school at my gym class.
My mother would have never let me order that shit. She would have beat my ass.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah. He only got it from me. He was going to get it because I just wanted fry. Like, nothing else. Besides French fries, so he was like, "Oh, I'll just get you fucking the largest fries." But
you know what that brings me back to? Fucking yellow Wendy's.
Yes, I was when I said large fries, I thought of the yellow Wendy's fucking.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Wendy's used to have yellow
pre-Baconator Wendy's.
Yes. Yes, it was. You
just don't remember pre-Baconator Wendy's. Yep. Wendy's was...
And the Frosties hit real different back then.
Those Frosties were something. Those were a force to be reckoned with.
Before they had the vanilla Frosties, the regular... Yep. And the yellow cup, bro. The nuggets in the yellow container from fucking Wendy's is unbeaten.
The chocolate Frosty with the nugget meal...
Yo, bro, save anything. Yo,
your barbecue sauce used to hit different, fucking, too.
The sweet and sour sauce, too.
That was another
hitter. And your honey mustard. Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, shove them up your ass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Motherfucking Wendy's with the yellow, yeah. Unbeaten.
Oh, my God. Unbeaten, bro.
Even the chili, nigga.
Yes.
Fuck out of here.
And a baked potato. Oh.
What?
Yes.
Niggas are sleeping on the tertiary meals.
Wendy's used to be fire, man.
The fuck out of here,
bro.
Oh, man.
Now you go to Wendy's now, these niggas might give you cold fries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I seriously have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Wendy's had the hitters.
To give you guys an idea of when I, like, truly experienced Wendy's, it's high school.
No.
And that's because we had one by our school.
Wendy's by the school. Yes. They don't count, man.
They tried to be bougie. They were like, oh, now with sea salt. No.
Yeah, fuck that.
Give me the hitters.
That was redesigned.
That's the fucking, you know, you ever seen this fucking, the quote-unquote, the 90s design fucking restaurants?
Well, like the Solo cups or whatever?
The fucking old... Bro, I found 100 pack of those old cups, bro.
Water used to be colder.
Yeah. And it's going to be real nostalgic.
At the barbecue.
Wait, so we got Click, Waterboy. Just Go With It was a great movie.
That's not in it.
The only reason I would agree with y'all that it shouldn't be put in there is because 50 First Dates exist.
50 First Dates. Nobody has said The Longest Yard yet.
Click.
The Longest Yard is a great movie.
The Longest Yard, Big Daddy. I feel like it should go on.
Like Waterboy.
I feel like Little Nicky is top 5.
Are y'all putting Waterboy?
Waterboy is top one. Yeah, I rewatched Waterboy 3 weeks ago. They were wilding with the homophobic slurs and the mental capacity jokes.
Yeah,
but it holds up. It is still hilarious. Mm-hmm. So Waterboy has to be in there.
His most recent movie.
Uncut Gems. I wouldn't put it
I'm
in
there. I'm not even putting that top up.
But that, you know, but it's a great, you know, movie.
It's a great movie. But Adam Sandler.
Don't put it in the list. It's too late. Put it as an honorable mention.
He has way too many. Like, he has a lot of movies, and that just shows, like, if Uncut Gems is in top five, that just shows he has a solid 10.
My thing about Uncut Gems,
he has a solid 10.
Is that there's a few actors you could put into Uncut Gems and it works. There's not a lot of actors that you put into other Adam Sandler movies and it will work. Unless it's fucking Ryan Reynolds or something.
What was that movie where he played his own twin? Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. It's not the first time you've mentioned Jack and Jill on this podcast.
You know what's a solid movie where he went on that run of terrible movies? Fucking the one where he—that's my boy.
Fucking, we haven't
with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, that was a really bad movie too.
That movie was funny. There was a lot of funny jokes in that movie.
We haven't mentioned I Am the Zohan.
Oh, my God.
We haven't mentioned Zohan. 8 Crazy Nights, my nigga.
I never seen it.
You never seen the fucking 8 Crazy Nights?
Hey,
yo, bro, we gotta sit you down one day. And
I know it's a Christmas movie.
It's a fucking Hanukkah
movie. It has to be Christmas. You're not gonna see this movie until December of 2021.
I'll hold out on that.
It's gonna be, yo, bro, we gotta have a great time.
It's gonna be amazing.
What's right. Funny People is
Technical Foul.
Electric movie. What a great.
Yeah,
that was when Adam Sandler, that he prepped for Uncut Gems, like with this. Because he plays a comedian going through his darkest days as a human being, like thinking, you know, he's going to die of cancer. That is true acting right there.
I just realized that I said adults, but I meant to say Funny People.
Yeah, that was a great movie. And then RZA was hilarious in that movie, talking about, he was like, I got a job, I got health insurance, I don't need nothing else, this is my lotto right here. I was like, yes.
Hold on, you guys don't think that Grown Ups is a great movie?
It's a pretty good movie. It's not top five. Grown Ups 2 is funnier than 1.
I like both of them.
Stone Cold was really funny in that one.
Yeah, he was.
I remember wishing for a third. I'm an adult now.
So much David Spade, a nigga could take.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm an adult now, and I come to the realization that
one day we're gonna have a Joe Dirt conversation.
I've never seen Joe Dirt either.
You've never seen Joe Dirt? Like, how have you never seen Joe Dirt?
Nothing appeased me about fucking Joe Dirt.
What? Joe Dirt used to be my shit when I was younger. I have no clue why.
Now that I've become older, I've come to the realization that maybe you shouldn't always make a sequel.
Oh yeah, of course not.
Yeah, like a lot movies as standalones are just fine.
They made a Joe Dirt 2 like 10 years later.
I've never seen it either.
It was garbage too.
What's that show? My Name Is Earl.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Those were one and the same. Of
oh really?
Yeah, like I remember seeing My Name Is Earl on TV all the time, like in the middle of the day. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm never watching that shit. I saw Joe Dirt and I thought it was the same shit, so I was like, yeah.
You know what movie I'm tired of people telling me they never saw before? Focus with fucking Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
I've never seen Focus.
No, I watched the last 25 minutes of it because it was on when I walked into my kitchen.
Me and my pops went to go see that in the movie theater, and I'm honestly sorry that I went to go see it.
Oh my god,
that's not necessary. You don't need to see it.
You know what's the thing though?
It's a cool movie though.
I don't think I've ever went into the movie theater and regretted watching a movie.
Really?
Good for you.
No, because like I think it's because you do all of that work to go watch a movie that you refuse to tell yourself,
no,
this was terrible.
No, I've never had that. I'm very confident that I can say that I've gone to movie theaters and be like, this was fucking trash.
Well, Harley Quinn was fucking garbage.
I didn't watch anything.
I literally fell asleep in the movie theater.
You're talking about Birds of Prey, right?
Yeah. I fell asleep and then I woke up and I was like, this is garbage. And fucking Ewan, what's his name? Ewan McGregor. Yeah, he was in there. I was like, oh, this is going to be fire.
Yeah.
Fucking this guy's in it. But I had no idea who he was until like he went on a little run that year. He did that movie and he did Dr. Death, right? Is that what it's called?
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep. And I was like, oh, let me look this guy up. And I was like, oh, that's Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi.
He's in everything.
Yeah, he's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another electric actor. But I do want to see Leonardo DiCaprio in a TV show. I feel like that would be great.
I'm telling you, it's just not
good. Yeah, it's not. Leo is beyond a certain status.
It's too much. He's done too much already.
All right, so who's the next? You know how they just did Elaine from Seinfeld and Falcon Winter Soldier? So, like, they're running out of people in Hollywood, kind of.
Okay. Call up Christopher Maloney. He needs some bread.
I have no idea who that is.
A dude from SVU.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I want to know who's going to be, like, the next big actor to be.
I was just going to say, in a Marvel movie. Hollywood is now spawning, right, new big actors that are young. They're just young. Right? We're in their early stages. Tom Holland is a prime example of someone who's young, Zendaya as well, young, and they're just coming up, and they're definitely.
Zendaya's been popping for.
She has been, but she's
10 years.
Right, but she's always been young.
Yeah.
She's entering that point of I am an adult actor, for these movies, for these shows. Right, Euphoria is amazing. She's cementing herself as I'm gonna be the next big thing. Tom Holland is just entering that stage. What's his name again? Finn Wolfhard.
Finn Wolfhard.
Him. He's also entering that mindset.
You don't know how that works out though, because you got the chick from Kick-Ass. Chloe. Whatever.
I don't remember her name, but she was also she was in
Chloe Grace Moretz.
She's been around double the time as these other niggas, though. So it's completely different.
So
what was the sorority movie? I forgot what it's called. It was Neighbors 2, right?
Yeah, it was. It was Neighbors 2.
And she was funny in it.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to say.
But you're right. She's a good example of someone who started out young that didn't make it to, like, very big stage.
Yeah.
But Millie Bobby Brown is another example of that, right?
But she could be another Zoe Mintz-Greets or whatever her name is. They're the same type of fucking actress.
Yeah, she has a good show. She's had good history, but then there's the Godzilla movie. Where
she in that?
Yeah.
She's a main part.
Yeah.
For both movies.
Right.
For both of them, she's a main plot component.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, the parts of those movies that suck the most,
she was in all of them.
Yeah. It involves her. And it's not her fault necessarily. It's just she happens to be that actor and it's gonna get associated with her.
Yeah. It's pretty disappointing, really.
Yeah.
It's fucking whack.
And especially since, like, as far as I know, her debut was like Stranger Things, which was a fucking hit.
Yeah, but look at the kid from Stuart Little.
Oh, Jonathan Lipnicki,
what is he doing these days? He was a boxer like 10 City. Years. That was like 10 years ago. Yeah, what is he doing now?
He could be a fucking...
he's probably driving fucking trucks.
I did see a tweet the other day that said, like, imagine you're a kid at an orphanage and two parents walk in and pick up a fucking bus.
He doesn't even go here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck? You want a pet, my nigga?
You can't say nothing for a pet. That's very
little. Look at the movies they could make back then.
Think.
These were real films. Oh, man.
That alone spawns how we grew up with a lot of these people. Right? They were children actors. We were just children. We all grew up, and they just faded into the background. Right, like not a lot of them cemented themselves. Taylor Lautner is an example of that too, right?
Yeah.
He started off very strong.
Yeah.
Right now, he is nobody.
But his thing was, I could see him in a Marvel movie too, revitalize his career. Right. That'd be pretty fire.
It would be.
You know what?
Yeah.
Taylor Lautner cast it as Wolverine. Who says no?
I'm saying no. Yeah, I say no immediately.
It can't be Wolverine. You guys said no pretty fast.
There's mad other Marvel characters he could be.
You guys said no pretty fast.
Can the nigga take a second?
Look him up. He was a wolf.
He was a wolf. A werewolf with no facial hair.
Look him up.
Super
now.
Baby face.
He was young.
Yeah, you're right. He was. He was a teenager.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a teenage heartthrob with a beard.
You see how you said that?
Just go back to the same shit you was doing 10, 12 years ago.
But to be fair, his counterpart protagonist, Edward Cullen, aka Robert Pattinson, became Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mostly because they needed somebody who looks washed.
He can't be Wolf.
No, he can't. Why? Not even in his Twilight days when he was super ripped. No.
What about Sharkboy and Lavagirl?
That was a great movie.
He was Wolverine adjacent in the movie.
No, he wasn't. He was Sharkboy.
Sharkboy was Wolverine. He was biting shit. He had claws.
He had shark teeth and spiky hair.
He
was
biting shit. Look, listen.
He does not look like a Wolverine yet.
Well, hold on. Let me see. He got the 5 o'clock shadow.
What, is he looking big?
He did get a gut. Yeah. I'm sure he can work that off.
He does have a little 5 o'clock shadow.
We restart How to Make It in America.
He does not have a gut.
We restart How to Make It in America. We cast Taylor Lautner as Luis Guzman.
That is so random.
Oh, that would be the most.
He just has to get fatter and grow a thick mustache. He already could grow the mustache. He just gotta get enough weight on him to look like Luis Guzman.
Nah, he's still in shape.
He's still in pretty good shape. Yeah. He's just like, I don't see Wolverine.
Bro, trust me.
Never.
I see Luis Guzman.
No, trust me. Do not let the Twilight fool you.
It's not the Twilight. It's just him.
Yo.
It could be a bunch of... He could be Johnny Storm. Taylor Lautner could be Johnny Storm. That's a better, much better.
I'm not mad. You better make the call.
No,
but then here's the thing. Now you gotta find a Susan Storm who's also whatever the fuck he... I can't
no,
even tell you what
no,
he...
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know. You saw what they did.
No.
You know what
because
I'm
we did this with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. No, nigga, Chris Evans and Jessica Alba look nothing alike. What the fuck are you talking about?
They're both white and beautiful. What do you mean?
That doesn't make them look alike.
They still look nothing alike. I don't care.
If you're white and beautiful, it doesn't matter. Trust me.
It shouldn't matter for Taylor Lautner.
I feel...
It shouldn't.
It has to. It has to, trust me.
He's got a tan.
He's a little tan.
No, what... I like how you guys are just like, all right, so we'll just find like a tanned actor. I don't, once again.
I'm not saying a tanned actress. I'm just saying Taylor Lautner.
I don't even know who I want to play.
An attractive white male.
Wasn't he doing those fucking Divergent movies or whatever?
No, he wasn't.
No.
He was in Grown Ups 2.
I'm thinking of something. What was he? Because he was in something recently that I did not watch.
Yeah, he was in Grown Ups 2. Yeah.
Besides that.
I don't know. He was.
I looked him up a while ago. He's not in anything big.
Yes. That's
because
what I'm gonna
say. Hollywood fucking hates him. It's not his fault. They made him do a bunch of shitty movies after Twilight. Because they were like, no, if you make these things pop, you're gonna be a megastar. But they gave him shit that was terrible, so.
And the reason I recognize him, like I remember him with a gut, is because he had a gut in those terrible movies.
No, he had a gut in Grown Ups as a joke.
No, he didn't.
No, he had a...
It he did another, bad. He was a frat bro in Grown Ups 2.
He was in another, like, I know he was in a movie as a joke, unattractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, but he... No, it doesn't.
That's like the dude from Always Sunny in Philadelphia who got fucking super fat. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said that. I'm very confident that Taylor Lautner could lose his weight again. But
he's fit.
Aside from that, there's another thing that comes along with taking the Wolverine mantle, Hugh Jackman. He put up a hard... High bar.
Hugh Jackman played such a good Wolverine. He's 6'4". Wolverine is 5'4".
Yeah, he's
everyone like ignored that.
Like, he's a midget, but I don't.
Whoa.
I think there's a bunch of people who can play Wolverine.
No, I don't think so.
People were saying Tom Hardy, and that's like the best one I can think of.
Well, he's Venom, so you can't do that.
I mean, yeah, word, but still, like that's
the best. Willem
Dafoe was literally the Green Goblin.
Yeah, he's not.
There's no way.
It doesn't count now. It's not canon.
It would count if they brought him.
You know he's like 70? He can't be fucking...
Did you not see him in Aquaman? He was huge. He bulked up.
That doesn't mean... They would just make him Green Goblin again.
What's the guy who plays Joe Jonah Jameson?
How did I know you were going to bring up J.K. Simmons?
Just because you were talking about people who were getting shredded.
I'm just saying, he's, you know.
Yes, J.K. Simmons also did get shredded for whatever the fuck that role was.
He's a great voice actor, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my
anybody
God.
Anybody with a mustache.
Now that we're here, Wolverine's butt is a very hard shoe to fill because of Hugh Jackman.
Trust me, it's not going to be
Taylor Lautner could also be Firestorm.
No, look who you want him to be. No.
Yeah, a bunch
you
of...
make him a main guy.
You
he's
don't,
Taylor
you
Lautner.
Can't make him a main
guy. Well, Kenny said freaking Human Torch.
Yeah. That's
not bad.
That's pretty main.
I'm mad at it. All I'm saying is you gotta find, you know... somebody, a female equal. Because I do not want another. I'm going to go home and watch that movie. If that's what you want me to do.
You don't have
Which one? The last Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, I'm
going to watch it. You don't watch it.
I watched it once. It was terrible.
It was.
So why would you go back and...
Because this is what you want me to do.
You
don't want a fantasy cast, a good fucking cast, man.
What are you talking? I just told you. All right.
With Taylor Lautner. And, all right, so name... I just name one female.
One female?
That could be
Susan Storm. Natural Blonde? Or like...
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
She pulled that off, though.
Who's this lady that played, Ahsoka from The Mandalorian recently?
Fuck.
Who's that? How do you want,
That would flip Rosario the narrative.
Rosario Dawson? You want Rosario Dawson as Storm?
And if Taylor Lautner is... Human Torch.
No, Rosario Dawson is like 40, bro.
But she looks good.
I'm not saying that that's old, but I'm saying like.
Yeah, Sue
she's Storm. Gonna be 50 when the arc ends.
Yeah.
So. Like that. That's not a.
Fair enough. I honestly can't think of anyone else.
Like, is there any like popping, like super duper popping young female actresses that would be available enough to commit for like 8 years to like one role
within that age range?
You know, knowing what people are now, they'll just give it to Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz and
Taylor Lautner. I would love Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Yes, which
Zoe
she is.
Kravitz. Oh yeah, she did get fucking casted in the fucking new
Batman movie.
I forgot about that, but yeah,
it hasn't come out when I was supposed to.
Everybody got COVID at one point, so they have to.
Yeah, everybody on the fucking set just got sick. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking Chet Hanks.
Hey guys, yes, it's true. My parents got COVID. Kind of whack, I know. All right, Chet. kind of a bummer.
No, your pops could die, but it's all good. It's
yeah. Well, this was in the beginning. We didn't know. Fucking Forrest Gump's son. Look at him growing up.
Piece of shit. All right, we done?
So, Waterboy.
Okay.
Click.
I don't fucking know.
Grown Ups. Funny People.
I'm not putting Grown Ups in the top five. Grown Ups
isn't top five. No. Funny People.
So that Funny People might be like seven.
It's close. It might be six or seven.
Nah. What y'all think about the DJ Khaled shit?
I haven't listened to it and I don't plan on
listening. My radio, my car didn't work when it came out, so.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good consensus for like most of the people in America. How did you feel about the new DJ Khaled show? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's
to me, DJ Khaled albums started losing luster like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like the peak of it was, I don't remember the name of the album.
Major Key.
Major Key was the peak. And I'm going to say this. It's because of how much social media presence he had at that time. Maybe because of COVID, right? I'm not gonna say he fell off.
He's being a father.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that he necessarily fell off. It's that his presence isn't as prevalent as it was before.
I think the problem was the rollout was, the album's almost done. The album's done. It comes out this week.
Look at so-and-so listening to the album now. The album's out.
I feel like had he said the album is 100% done, and then he spends 2-3 weeks doing interviews and then puts it out at the end of the month, we're talking a whole different thing. But I do think he put the album out when he did, because he found out that J. Cole was dropping, and he probably means that Drake is dropping.
Yeah.
So... next week, J. Cole drops. I guarantee you guys, within a month of that album dropping, Drake is dropping. And that's why DJ Khaled said, yeah, my album's done, it's out. Everybody is scared of these niggas, like the top people. Yeah, they don't want the top people to take over. And they know that's exactly what's going to happen. And I guarantee you that's exactly why DJ Khaled rushed that album. Well, hasn't done a single fucking interview.
Allegedly... Well, not allegedly. I haven't listened to the shit, but from what I've heard, people were saying, like, even the verses, like, from people, like, outside people, sound like they weren't all the way invested in the project and shit. Like, they didn't care. But
I wasn't mad. I wasn't necessarily mad. I did hear the whole song with Nas. I didn't think it was as bad as people said it was. Yeah. I think it was overly judged. But I think that's the thing with all music. Because on the way over, I was listening to featuring Ty Dolla $ign the album. And I was like, people shitted on this when it came out. Pretty solid album.
I really liked that album.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I remember listening to it and liking it and hearing everybody else, like, as a consensus, have an issue with it. I like that album a lot.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad at all.
I'm not complaining, but I think that's gonna be the thing. If when there's a slow music week, I'm gonna check out like old albums that came out the year before
and like ask us what we feel about them now.
Yeah, I just wanted to check them out just to see if they like hold up and shit.
Major Key holds up.
I just know what's his name on Don't Ever Play Yourself?
Ken Jones.
Yeah. Killed that shit. Yeah. He's the only non-New Yorker on that song.
I feel like we should, like, never mind. Because it'll just become us saying, oh, hey, guys, this is the song that Kenny thinks you should listen to this week. And then it's ripping from somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're good.
It is hard being original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you thought it, it's been done.
Everything that has been done under the sun.
It been done.
Has been done.
But
as my man, what's his name said? That nigga.
Young Dro.
Everything y'all did.
It's been done.
There you go. Now, speaking of done, so is this episode. Subscribe to the Patreon if you are. Appreciate you if you did. I'm sorry I'm not on camera, but I have been dying in this corner this whole time.
His eyes has not opened since.
Yeah, it got like really
the 15-minute mark is crazy.
I might even leave him. I might, if you want me to put that angle, I'll put the angle, but it's terrible, I promise.
And it cuts off at a certain point.
So yeah. But, so shout out to you for listening, making it this far. I'm going to keep bringing allergy medications until we get this right. Guys, if you got anything to shout out, now would be the time.
Twitch.tv/vintage_renegade. Hi, I'm John. That's it.
Oh, alright. Well, Kenzo, FYM. That's the Instagram. F3_Y3_M3_. That's the brand. Go cop a shirt or some shit. You're doing some good things, some interesting things going on.
They're pretty fire designs, I'm not gonna hold
you. Yes, sir.
Fucking Kenzo with the Lenzo. It's a photography page. I'm open for bookings if you need somebody, fuck it. FYM World on Twitter. FYM World, that's the brand Twitter page. And we got a cookout coming up.
Hell yeah.
Got a cookout coming up.
One token white person.
We want single, a one token white person. And no, he is not invited to the cookout. There's a cookout, and the white person's gonna be there. But he's not invited to the cookout. Don't fucking play with me. But it's gonna be a good time. Yes. I'm gonna create the flyer, start sending it out. But pretty much everyone's invited. Just leave the bullshit.
If you subscribe to the Patreon, you get an automatic invitation.
Automatic. Matter of fact, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you get a free shirt.
There you go. That's why we call them Ketamine Ken.
They don't call me that.
You're wild.
They don't call me that.
You're wild.
They don't call. Nobody ever. No shirts. No
free with the king.
No free shirts.
You can't say that.
No free shirts. No, I'm taking it. I'm the offer. The offer expired 2 seconds ago.
I was just edited out the no free shirts for you.
You can't call me Ketamine Ken. That's not. Yo, I'll sue you. Like, you can't do that.
You don't like Kenny with the K?
No.
Alright, he doesn't have ketamine. I'm sorry.
just wrap it up. Y'all
know where to find me. I'm on Twitter. My shit is in the description. Stop telling lies on me. That's it.
Oh, my okay. God.
Hey, let's go.
You ain't got no.